What did they pay me now? You see this issue of herdsmen? I'm a victim. I'm a victim of all these herdsmen now.
All right, so I am live in Yelewata in Benue State, where the attack took place yesterday that claimed the lives of over 200 persons, the herdsmen attack. Now, what my eyes have seen, my mouth cannot speak unless you people see it by yourself.
Hello everyone and welcome to today's episode of the Afrinew podcast. We are here to explore different aspects of nuclear science and technology and how it can transform lives in Africa. I am your host, Mbazo Jeremiah, and today's episode touches on both wildlife protection and human peace. We'll look at how radioisotopes, tiny atomic tracers, are helping scientists protect endangered species like rhinoceroses in southern parts of Africa, and the same technology can help reduce farmer herder clashes in Western Africa, especially in Nigeria. Sit back and stay with me because you might just change your mind and the way you think about nuclear technology. Welcome to today's episode themed Atoms for Peace, how nuclear science can tame farmer herder conflicts in Africa.
We developed the use of radioisotopes to devalue rhino horn. So you were using radioactive material, small quantities of it inserted into the horn of a rhino, which is like then putting a massive bright light into the horn that no one can turn off. It stays there, and as it goes across borders, the detectors are in place that can pick it up. And it's then, you know, because, as we said earlier, you know, those detectors have been installed for other reasons, but just as capable of picking up the rhino horn as they are smuggled nuclear material.
Whilst dehorning needs to be done every 18 to 24 months, this only needs to be done every 5 years. And also because the procedure is so quick and simple, firstly, the animal is under less stress and duress. Secondly, it actually costs much less in terms of veterinary costs and drugs.
Let's go. What are radioisotopes, or what are isotopes to begin with? These are very, very important aspects of chemical elements that we must consider, as it's what aids us to deal with this farmer herder crisis and also to tackle rhinoceros poaching in southern Africa. Isotopes are different versions of the same element, like oxygen and hydrogen. I give an example. I have the Kericho Gold tea from Kenya here. It's a tea, black tea. And then here also, I have a rooibos tea that originates mostly from southern Africa. Okay, so they are both teas, different types of tea. So the bottom line is that they are tea, but different types. So consider isotopes as different versions of the same element. In this case, tea, but from different countries, okay? So they can vary from maybe the origins or the kind of leaves that they is used to make them. So already they are varied from their sources, the country of origin, in this case, Kenya and South Africa. So you can call them isotopic teas from Kenya and South Africa. Just kidding. Anyway, so just to let you know that elements exist in different forms, and these are called isotopes. So isotopes are, some are stable, some are unstable, and scientists use them as tracers to track how water, nutrients, and even animals like rhinoceros, cattle, and other maybe rams and other herd animals, how they move through our environment. Think of isotopes like a natural GPS, okay? They are invisible. You have GPS in your phones and your devices. You can see them, but they are very powerful and they guide our movement. The oxygen isotope in rainfall, for example, vary. So you can tell when this when you collect rainfall from maybe a place like Kenya, it looks different from the one that is collected maybe from Tanzania. So you can trace and track the origin of a particular natural resource or product and differentiate them from their origins, okay, because of the types of isotope that exist in those products or elements, okay? So when animals, for example, like the rhinoceros or the cattle, when they drink water and eat plants that are grown from these different isotopes, there are signatures that become part of the bodies of those animals. So if somebody who has been living in a place, say like Malaysia, okay, so because he has been eating the food of Malaysia maybe for like 5 years, you can trace that this person has lived in Malaysia because of the tracers or isotope that can be used to track maybe the minerals and other trace elements that exist in that person's body, okay, and compare it with somebody who has been living somewhere in sub-Saharan Africa, maybe Cape Verde or maybe in Mauritius and stuff like that, okay? So isotopes are used to trace element and trace as tracers, let's just put it like that. So by analyzing, for example, a rhino's horn, okay, because these are what are poached. The rhino's horn, you can analyze it and then you can tell where the animal came from, okay? And then you can use that to trace the poaching routes and support wildlife conservation. So essentially, isotopes are used to trace animals or substances or even humans as well. You can use it to trace humans, okay? So and because some amount of those protein get deposited in the horn, they inherit the properties of those of the environment where they live, and isotopes can be used to trace it. So in South Africa, researchers, I'll post the details of the research link in the description box. So they are using stable isotopes analysis to trace where poached rhinos come from. Okay, so this helps the authorities like the rangers to pinpoint hotspots and target conservation efforts, okay, more effectively. So they are able to tell, okay, this rhinos, this poached horn of rhino comes from this place. So you can now move resources to that place to guard those rhinos and trace the tracks that the poachers use, okay? And so by this doing, we can serve justice and peace for wildlife. But what if we could use the same technology in the same way we have been able to trace the poaching of rhinos in Southern Africa? We can use the same nuclear science of radioisotopes. In this case, they called it rhinosotope because they use isotope to trace or track rhinos or to forestall poaching of rhinos. So they call that rhinosotope. So in the same vein, we can use this same peaceful science, this nuclear science, to bring peace to humans, because the harder farmer conflict has brought about bloodshed. If you watch the video before the start of this narration, you will see people who are narrating and the experiences of people who are suffering from the farmer herder crisis. Okay, so it has happened in different parts of Nigeria for several years before now. And if you listen very attentively, you find someone saying that we need to apply science. And the science we are talking about here is isotope hydrology from wildlife to water, Africa, West Africa, Nigeria. We can be rescued and we can bring an end or a very minimal to the very infinitesimally reduction, we can reduce the farmer herder crisis that we have been experiencing in Nigeria. across West Africa. This conflict has existed for years, and it's about time that we use science to bring solution to it. Okay, so we have access to how we can do this, and how can we do it? Isotope hydrology. Like I told you before, there are different isotopes of different elements. We can use this isotope, okay, to study the age and origin of groundwater. If you look very attentive, if you study very attentively, the reason why the headers move from different parts of Africa is because of the search for greener pastures. Okay? So what makes the pastures green is because of water. Okay? So isotope hydrology is used to trace the age and origin of groundwater that makes the pastures green. So using these isotopes like deuterium, which is hydrogen heavy water, and then oxygen 18, and tritium, which is the hydrogen a heavier kind of water, we can determine where water comes from. Okay, I don't want to go into details. I'll post some links that will help you understand how isotope hydrology works. With this ability to trace the origin and the age of groundwater, governments can plan water points. So you can say, okay, maybe in Taraba State at this time in the year, this is the amount or the level that the water will be in the aquifers, or on the underground water level will be. So you can now create grazing corridors. I think there was a time somebody was saying that there should be ranches. Yeah, there should be ranches at different parts of the country to determine these ranches. This is where isotope hydrology comes. This is where the science, nuclear science, comes to play. So agricultural zones can also be scientifically assigned or designated. And then this will reduce competition between communities before it turns more than what it is right now. This has been a very big problem that we are facing in West Africa, especially Nigeria, and nuclear technology brings solution to it. All we need to do is abide, get the science, the nuclear science by it, and then we apply it. In northern Nigeria, for example, there is experience of water scarcity because of people say it's climate change, and yeah. And then population also is exploding. So there is competition for the little resources. So this isotope hydrology can be used to map different points and determine the water levels at this point. And then we can use it to locate where the appropriate amount of groundwater exists at a particular time in the year. And then we'll designate those places and create regional areas where those kinds of animal husbandry can be carried out without hurting the people around. Okay, so supported by the International Atomic Energy Commission, International Atomic Energy Agency, under the Technical Cooperation Program, and also the Africa Regional Cooperative Agreement, which is called the AFRA, projects have already been done in the Sahel region. I'm saying it, but some people do not know that solutions are already being proffered, but they do not want to adopt it. And that's why this video is being made, so that you can bring it to the attention of the different governments in the states, and perhaps the federal government in different parts of Africa. Let them know that there is a technology that exists that can help to curb the farmer header crisis. And isotope hydrology is it. Okay, so this technique can help to identify deep aquifers, like I said before. So these deep aquifers are the underground water, okay? The water table under the ground, like the borehole you dig. Everybody these days has borehole in Nigeria because of the failure of the water system in most parts of Nigeria, for example. So this borehole, you can differentiate the water from different parts of the country using isotope hydrology. Okay, so these techniques can help us distinguish between the kinds of water that can be renewed. You know, with this technology, you can say, okay, in this place, this water cannot be sustained. It will not be renewed. You cannot have this water. Once it depletes, it cannot replenish itself. Okay, so you can tell that and tell it differently for different locations using isotope hydrology. So with this science-based approach, okay, we can establish water sharing policies so that people that have much can transfer it to those that don't have enough, so that there will be less competition, okay, and people can be able to share resources and and not fight, because it's becoming too much. Almost every year we have this farmer herder clash, like recently that happened in Benue State, where we have VDM going to commiserate with the people, and we have large people, and then other things that came with it. This can be stopped and nipped at the bud, and then we can move ahead with other developmental projects and put this aside. When we know that we can solve these problems from the root using isotope hydrology, then we can manage ourselves and our resources to the level that we can and make progress as a nation and also as a continent. And then this consolidates the fact that ATOMS is for peace, from protecting rhinos in the southern part of Africa to promoting peaceful coexistence among farmers and herders. Isotopes, once again, different tea from different parts of Africa. Okay, isotopes are different kinds of existence, elements existing in different forms. Okay, so they tell the stories that can save lives. Okay, so, and it reminds us that nuclear technology isn't all about weapons. Like when people hear about nuclear, he's talking about coming to destroy. No, nuclear technology is not all about weapons. It's about water, just like I've explained. It's about food, the green pastures. It's about sustainability. And not just beyond solving the farmer herder crisis, we can be able to have all year round farming using isotope hydrology, because we can trace where there is enough water in the aquifers, and then we strategize, do strategic farming in these places, and with also improved crop seed, get more yields as well. So we have this technology in the hands of Africans under the International Atomic Energy Technical Cooperation Program, and also the African AFRA program project. We can be able to solve this challenge, and that's what ATOMS for Peace truly means. I hope you've learned something in today's episode of the AfriNuke podcast. If you think that the farmer herder crisis is enough, and you are looking for a solution that can bring it to an end, share this video to someone in your constituency. Share this video to a politician, maybe your local government chairman or your councillor or your House of Rep member or your national or your parliament member. People have been able to solve this challenge in advanced countries. Why should we hangle ourselves down in Africa when we can bring solution with science in a very simple way? So thank you very much for listening, and for more details I'll be dropping the links. Check the website of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and also the website of Nigeria Atomic Energy Commission, and the website of NEXA, the website of NUPEA. You'll get details about different aspects of nuclear technology and other African countries that have nuclear agencies. You will get a lot of details of beneficial aspects of nuclear technology, of course. Africa has nothing to do with nuclear weapons because we need to develop at this moment. Until next time, my name is Mbazo Jeremiah, reminding you that the atom, though very diminutive, but when guided by wisdom and technical science, tacit knowledge of it, is a tool for life and not destruction. See you in the next one.